This evening, would you turn with me to the book of Luke and chapter number 10, the book of Luke chapter number 10. This is a familiar portion of scripture. When Brother Nichols called me and asked me if I would be willing to preach, this is the first thought that came to my heart when he asked me to preach. And I believe that this is what the Lord would have us to go to this afternoon. And it seems like every fellowship we have among us as preachers, there's usually a theme of some way God deals with each preacher's heart, and it just kind of backs up one another and just kind of bookends on the end of one another and goes on. And this is the same thing. And I tell you, I just have to praise the Lord. It's good to know when you're in the Lord's will, isn't it? And I like that. Luke chapter number 10, the last few verses, beginning at verse number 38 down through verse number 42. If you would stand with me just for a few moments out of respect and honor to the Word of God. We'll read these verses and have a word of prayer, and you can be seated. The Bible says, "Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village." We know this to be Bethany. "And a certain woman named Martha received him into her house, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, 'Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me.' Jesus answered and said unto her, 'Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her.'" Father, I love you this afternoon, and thank you for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege to stand here in this place before this crowd of people and to deliver a message that you've laid upon my heart. Lord, I want to say I'm grateful and thankful for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. Thankful, Lord, for these men that have stood here before me this afternoon and preached. Lord, I pray that you'd put your hand upon them mightily in their ministry and their work for Thee. Lord, we ask that Your hand be upon us for the next few moments as we stand here to try to help Your people and to encourage one another. Lord, would You be so kind as to come this way and use us for just a little while. Lord, we'll be grateful and thank You for what You do. For it's in Jesus' name I humbly pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I preached this message not long ago at the Shadeland Baptist Church, and I'll tell you, the Lord seemed to just bless it, and I have been encouraged by it myself. My thought this afternoon is too busy to be blessed. Too busy to be blessed. And I got to thinking about, as I was studying these verses of Scripture, I got to thinking about, you know, we live now in a day when we've got houses that have four and five bedrooms, and you know, you hardly ever hear of somebody having a house with just three anymore. I mean, some folks do have just three, but a lot of houses, four and five bedrooms, three and four baths, you know, we have a lot of things, don't we? But I don't think that Mary and Martha lived in a house with three or four or five bedrooms and a three-car garage and a nice driveway and a nice lawn. I kind of picture their house maybe as maybe just a couple rooms. I don't know. But the fact is, Jesus stopped by to pay a visit. And Mary, being the girl that she was, the lady that she was, having been forgiven of so much, she loved the Savior so that she sat at His feet and listened to the words that were spoken by the Savior. Now, Martha is busy, I don't know, she's busy cooking dinner. We'll just say she's busy cooking, you know, down south it's supper, up here it's dinner. She's busy cooking a meal, and she's busy with serving, I'm sure that she is close enough in that little house to hear the words that Jesus spoke. But something else was bothering her. And she didn't have her mind on what the Lord was saying. She had her mind on what her sister wasn't doing. And so she was encumbered about with so much serving that she could not enjoy the visit. I think about this. I remember growing up and being a pastor's son, and every service, it seemed like, we would go home with somebody or they'd come home with us. We call it Baptist nightclubbing now, but back then we didn't know what to call it. I mean, they would come to our house after we had church on Saturday night and service on Sunday morning. They'd come to our house and we'd go to their house after the service. And we'd done been there for about 3 or 4 hours at the service, and they just came over to our place, and they'd go home about 12 or 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning. And we'd be still fellowshipping around the things of God and all of those things, and we enjoyed it. But the thing was, the visit from those people I remember in my heart and mind more than any other thing, because it was something of refreshing. Even as a little boy, it was a refreshing thing to hear those seasoned preachers talk about their ministry and talk about how God had blessed, and to talk about the good things that God was doing. And I was one of the different boys. I loved to play, but when it come time for talking, I was ready to sit in the middle and listen to what they had to say. And I enjoyed listening to those preachers, my dad being one of them. By the way, Dad is right now talking with the lung specialist, and he wanted me to tell you, thank you for praying for him. He knows you're praying. He knows you are lifting him up in prayer, and he wanted me to let you know he thanks you for praying. But remember him. But anyways, they would talk, and they would talk about the revival services. They'd talk about God meeting with them, and we understood that. But I just loved to listen to them talk. I can see this going on in Martha and Mary's home, and they're listening. Mary's listening to the Lord, but Martha is, she's got a problem. And I titled this message, "Too Busy to Be Blessed," because I believe we have the same problem in churches across the country. We have those that are willing to sit and listen, those that are willing to hear what is being said and get the encouragement they need, but there's others that are encumbered about with so much stuff, all that they can see is what other people are not doing, and they're distracted. Martha was encumbered about with so much serving, she became distracted. She's no longer hearing what the Lord has to say, but she's watching her sister and getting upset over the fact that her sister's not helping. And there's a lot of people in church work. Now don't get me wrong, I believe preachers can get that way too. We can have a dear brother down the road having a blessing, God using them and God saving souls, and we're having a little bit of a cold spell over at our church, and we get to looking at what's going on and saying, I just don't understand it. I don't know why God's over here. And we get distracted instead of just doing what we're supposed to do, and we get distracted and not have the blessing we need to have from the Lord. So we are susceptible to have that Martha kind of attitude and spirit. We'll get to thinking that we're doing it all and nobody else is doing anything. But listen to me. We need to realize what is most important is not what somebody else is doing, but we need to pay attention to what we're doing. And we've been told today that we need to have the good hand of God upon us, and we need to have great counselors. I'm going to remind you that we need to keep our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and listen to what He has to tell us and stop thinking about what others are doing or not doing. We need to get busy ourselves doing what God wants us to do. It's easy to get distracted in the ministry, isn't it? It's easy to get distracted by things. I think Martha was distracted by things. She could have done what she was doing and still listened to what the Lord had to say. I don't think the Lord was in the building just talking softly to Mary and just Mary alone. I think He was talking loud enough for everybody to hear. And Martha could have been listening. She could have been enjoying what the Master was saying, just like Mary. Although Mary was just seated there, she could have still heard what the Master was saying. But she got distracted and got to looking at Mary instead of thinking about what the Master was talking about. How many people in our services will get distracted by so-and-so and think, you know what, I think they ought to be doing more. Or they might be thinking, I think they ought to do less. It can go the other way too.
they seem to have their hand in everything. They seem to be, you gotta go through them before you can do anything and get distracted and not hear what the Lord has to say. I think it's a very, very bad thing to get distracted, don't you? I mean, we're right now in a political storm in our country, and it's easy to get distracted by what's going on. Listen to me, God's still on the throne. He's still in charge. Now listen, I'm going to vote. I'm going to vote right. I'm going to vote like a Christian should vote, but it's not going to distract me. I want to keep my eyes on Him because He is still on the throne and He is still in charge and He still can perform miracles and He still has the heart of the King in His hand. So I believe that. So we don't need to get distracted. And the next thing I noticed was in verse 41, Jesus said to her, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Martha wasn't only just distracted, but she was disturbed. She had got to the point where it just absolutely, there was nothing else she could focus on. She got so beside herself that all she could think about was the, and really if you look at it right, she's really wanting the Lord to step in. Now, how many pastors will have this? There'd be somebody come to them and say, preacher, I think you need to do so-and-so with so-and-so and put them out. Somebody else needs to be there. Now, that's those kind of counsels that we need to just kind of, you know, yeah, they get disturbed, get all shook up, and we have this saying, they get bent out of the frame. You know, they get so up in the air about everything that's not going on or is going on that they miss the point. And Martha's there. Martha's at the point that she's missing the blessing. She's too busy. She's too distracted. She's too disturbed to understand that Jesus has paid a visit to her home. And she needed to take the time to listen to what He had to say. And listen, God, when He comes by, we need to take time to listen to Him. Let Him speak to our hearts. Let Him work in our hearts. Get our minds off of what everybody else is doing or not doing and worship Him and let Him take part in our lives. Quit getting so disturbed over, you know, people get disturbed over the preacher preaching too long. You can tell because they do this. Have you ever seen anybody go, the first church I pastored, I had a lady, you can ask my wife, I had a lady in the building and every service I would preach. And it got longer than what she wanted, she'd sit there and do this. And I ignored it for a long time, but she kept doing this. And so I'd ignore it. I knew what she was doing, it's time for you to shut up. But I'd just keep on preaching. I wouldn't quit just because of that. If I was done, I'd go ahead and preach. But she'd do that. And one day I decided to expose her. And so I said, Sister so-and-so's back there telling me off to be done. And I started doing this. She stood up and went. She'd had enough. What was the problem? She was distracted and disturbed. She was missing what God was having to say. She thought God should have been on a timetable or on a time clock. That it was God's business to do for her what He needed to do in her time. Look, I remember growing up, our services started at 7 o'clock. And there was a lot of times we'd still be in church at 10. And it didn't seem like it. Because God moved in. Started doing the work. God moved in and started saving souls. God moved in and the people of God began to shout. And we need to understand that we've got in our day where we think it ought to all happen in about an hour. Somebody said, you can tell people don't really want to go to church because when they come, they back in. So they're ready to leave. All they got to do is go hit the key and hit drive and they're gone. Hey, we need to understand that when Jesus stops by, We need to let Him settle in and do what He wants to do in our hearts. And not get so disturbed over little things. Now listen, was it really worth it? Did Martha really have a gripe? No. Jesus didn't even agree with her. She's distracted. She's disturbed. And Jesus says, you are troubled about many things. What she needed to do was go ahead and do what she's supposed to do, but listen to what He had to say. That's where the blessing comes from. The third thing that happened, Martha is distracted. She's disturbed, but now she's defeated. Because here's what she said in verse 40. Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? If you get distracted long enough and disturbed long enough, before you know it, you're going to think the Lord has it out for you. The preacher is going to preach at you every time he gets up. They're going to say, why is it every time you preach, it's always at me? Why is it every time I get up and you get up and say something, it's always about what I'm doing? What's wrong? They've been distracted so long and disturbed so long, now they're defeated. And so everything they hear seems to be against them. Look, if the Lord's sending you some mail, get it out and read it. Amen. There's some times that the mailman leaves bills in my mailbox. I don't like the bills, but you know what? I've got to read them and pay them. Or if I don't, there'll be some repercussions of that. Martha is so troubled about what Mary's not doing that she's missing what God's doing. If God moves in the service, I thank God for it. If a preacher gets up and preaches and God uses him, I'm back there cheering him on, saying, help him, Lord, help him, Lord. But I've seen some fold their arms. Huh? Like, what is God using them for? Well, wonder why God uses any of us. It's just by the grace of God. It's just because He loves us and cares. Uses old clay pots to do His work. Listen to me. Thank God we can do something for Him. I'm just glad God lets me do a little bit. Well, so-and-so is seeing people say, praise God for it. Well, I'm not seeing nothing done. Then do some praying for about 4 months. By the way, one little letter does mean a lot. You know, it says fasting there. One little letter means a lot. We've been doing a lot less fasting and a lot more feasting. Do we really want God on our lives? We're going to have to start taking some letters out. I mean, God wants us. He wants to use us. But we have to be willing. The Lord wasn't upset at Martha. She was upset at the Lord. By the way, when the preacher preaches and it seems like he's been living in your living room and it's pointing everything at you, it's not because that the preacher has anything against you. It's not even that the Lord has anything against you. He loves you. It's you're out of whack. And y'all just say, thank the Lord, He spoke to me again, and I'm going to get it right. Hey, I'm glad when God speaks to my heart. Oh, when He speaks, I'm so thankful for it. And grateful for it, isn't it? And when He speaks, it's not always comfortable. Sometimes it gets a little uncomfortable. Especially when the preacher's up and he's a preaching and the preacher is using the book and the book gets on under my skin. It's not the preacher's fault and it's not God's fault. It's my fault. I'm the one that needs to straighten up. Amen. So are we too busy to be blessed? Are we willing to take our time and let God do the work? Or are we going to keep him on a timetable and say, Lord, we're going to have revival, but you're going to have to bless between now and Wednesday. My dad was somewhere, I don't know where this was, but he saw it. And on the sign, it was in a Baptist church, on the sign it said revival and had one date. And he said, he had to back up and look at it again. Revival? One day on a Sunday. Revival, one day. My dad told me, and my dad's from the old school. He was from the old school. And he told me, he said, son, we used to go in revivals, and for the first week, maybe week and a half, we never even gave an invitation. He said, we'd start praying about the middle of the second week, and Lord, when do you want me to open the altars up? And he said, about the end of the second week, God had put it on our heart to open the altars up, and he said the altars would fill up with people wanting to be saved. What we've done is we put God on a timetable. We're too busy to be blessed. We got too many distractions. One preacher friend of mine in Tennessee, he put on Facebook, he said, I'm having a party at my house. Bring your electronic devices because we're all going to look at them. I thought that was pretty good. Have you ever looked at a family at a restaurant? Every one of them be on a phone doing this, not talking with one another, just there. We're too distracted, aren't we? Yeah. We need to come to the Lord's house and just come in and sit down and be faithful to the Lord to do. If he tells you to sing a song, do it. Well, I can't sing a song because pastor won't let me. Well, get right with God and he might let you. Is that okay to say? We are literally too busy in our day. And preachers, we're the worst sometimes. We get so busy. We get so busy we meet ourselves coming and going. But boy, it's good when you can stop and take time. Just to get in that little secret place. And let God come down and just fill you afresh. Lord, help us not to be too busy to be blessed. God bless this meeting this week. I'd love to see God do something here in this place. I can remember services way back from here and how God had moved through here and blessed. God can do it again. Amen. That's my message. God bless you.